going to be talking about a slightly different topic within the senior health rankings, and that is that of premature mortality. So we've talked about a number of different indicators, and you've heard an overview of the Senior Health Index. But we don't generally think of premature mortality when we talk about older Americans. But the average life expectancy in the U.S. is nearly 80 years. And what we're talking about in the Senior Index is deaths among the 65 to 75-year-olds. And so these are people who have lost those 5 years of potential life. And I'd like for you to think about that in terms of your parents, your grandparents, the celebrations, you know, the weddings, the graduations, the holidays that these people might have missed. And so that's why it's important to look at extending that length of time. So I do have a disclosure to make. As was mentioned earlier, I do chair the Scientific Advisory Committee for America's Health Rankings, which also puts out the Senior Health Rankings. And I receive funding from the United Health Foundation for doing so. I want to acknowledge that funding and thank Shelley and the United Health Foundation for the support, and also Arundel Street Consulting, Tom, who's in the back, and Sarah, if you have any real data questions, they're going to be the ones to answer them, for pushing the data around and keeping the data straight, and then Becky, who has helped me pull some of these data together as a research assistant at UNC. So we've already, I can kind of fly through some of the beginning of this because you've already heard a lot of this. We know the ranks of those aged 65 and older are increasing, and life expectancy is increasing. But the health of seniors does vary by state. So when we're looking specifically at the indicator of premature mortality, the difference between the lowest and the highest is pretty staggering. So Hawaii has the best rate, and Mississippi has the worst, and you can see it's not quite double, but the difference between that is really pretty impressive. So what do we want to learn in this study? I wanted to answer two questions. I wanted to look at which states had better mortality outcomes for their seniors, and I wanted to do a little bit of digging to figure out what characteristics were associated with states that had better premature mortality rates. So the top five states are, in order, Hawaii, Colorado, Connecticut, California, and Minnesota. Anybody living in those five states? Yahoo! Okay, we're going to all be moving there, right, because we want to know what you're doing. So what is it that contributes to the lower rates of premature mortality? So the data that I'm using is from America's Health Rankings, the Senior Report, 2013. The primary variables of interest were premature mortality, and then, as Shelley outlined in the initial talk, looking at other variables from the model, those that come from the community or that represent the community and environmental factors, health behaviors, and health care factors. So before I talk about the specific data and the variables that I looked at, I want to talk just a minute about how I conceptualize premature deaths. So there are a number of variables that are in the index, and I didn't look at all of them. So what I was trying to look at was, first, things that might have the potential for intervention, but also to try to look at indicators that were not representing the same health construct. So in that case, I left out, for example, health status, because health status represents how healthy the people are. Premature mortality represents how healthy the people are. So I was trying to leave some of those that were directly correlated out, although you'll see I think there's still some entanglement. It's really hard to disentangle some of these variables. So in addition to premature mortality, which was the outcome of interest, the community and environmental factors that I looked at were education level, food insecurity, community support, and poverty levels. So most of these have been explained earlier. The food insecurity is the number of seniors who are marginally food insecure, and it comes from a national data source. I also looked at health state, which is in the report. It's called Able-Bodied. It's actually the number of seniors without a disability, the health behaviors, which were just explained, and healthcare factors. So whereas Becky used preventable hospitalizations as an outcome, in this case, it's on the other side of the equation. Also looking at geriatrician shortfall, whether or not the rates of dedicated health care providers in the state are high, and home, the rates of seniors having dedicated health care providers are high, and high rates of home health care providers. So looking at the variables, you can see that education was strongly correlated with premature death. Poverty and food insecurity were moderately correlated with premature death, but community support rates were not significantly correlated with death. And so these are just taking each of those variables and looking at them as they relate to the outcome of interest. In terms of behaviors, both smoking and physical inactivity were strongly correlated with premature death, and obesity was moderately correlated with premature death. And these are all significant correlations. In terms of health care factors, preventable hospitalizations were strongly correlated with premature mortality, geriatric shortfall moderately correlated, but having a dedicated health care provider and home health care resources were not correlated with premature mortality. And then finally, the level of disability, or in this case, because the variable was framed as able-bodied in the state, was inversely correlated, as would be expected. So for states that had fewer persons with disability, the mortality rates were better. So looking at those one-on-one, I wanted to understand a little bit better how which of those factors were the most important. So I did do multivariate analysis to a series of models to try to come up with some indicators that might be worth further exploration. So what I was looking for in doing the modeling was to come up with a model that had some variables that was basically the most parsimonious of the models that I could come up with, but that explained a significant portion of the variance in the rates of premature mortality across the states. So what we wound up with were the variables that you see here. So the rates of smoking in the state were significantly related. Education is marginal, but the model was better with education in it, so I left it in. The rates of disability were strongly correlated with preventable mortality, as were preventable hospitalizations, obesity rates, and the home health care providers. The overall model itself explained nearly 90% of the variance across the states, and it was significant. So what we learned from this analysis is that preventable unhealthy behaviors and conditions are important, specifically smoking and obesity. Even when we get to the age of 65 and older, these are important conditions to look at. We also learned that state rates of disability are important predictors in this when you're looking at premature mortality, as are preventable hospitalizations and home health care resources. Notable for their absence, though, however, are some of the things that we more traditionally look at. You think about senior health care and you think about medical care, and those did not turn out to be significant predictors in the multivariate analysis. So having a dedicated health care provider, whether or not there were sufficient geriatricians in the state, and nursing home indicators were not significant. So we have obvious limitations to the study, some of which have already been mentioned. So it is data at the ecological level, so it's at the state level. So these relationships may or may not represent individual relationships that would be observed at the individual level. And the other thing that I wanted to point out is that the factors are all intertwined. So when you look at them in a correlation matrix, the degree of correlation between them is pretty striking. It's really something that probably ought to be used in a basic stats class, because it's a really good way to sort of understand what that means. because you can see how the factors would be interrelated. In this case, because we're looking at mortality, we do know that everything came before, so the temporality is not so much an issue of the outcome, but it is in terms of the other conditions. So we don't know when some of those, these aren't individual level data, so we don't know, we're not really saying that, oh, the smoking led to the preventable hospitalizations, et cetera. You can't tease that out with these data. And there certainly could be a lot of other things that are going on in the states that aren't in the data set, so we don't have that to look at. But nonetheless, there are some implications this type of analysis can help us understand. And one is that it points out that factors upstream might be worth exploring. So we have, in this model, a significant predictor is preventable hospitalization. So what are the conditions that are leading to preventable hospitalization? So we probably should have flipped the order of our presentations. Similarly with disabilities, we don't have any information on what's causing the high rates of disability in some communities, but clearly understanding that would be important. It's also possible that some of the other factors that we looked at in the model are influencing these. So are there high rates in states, high rates of disability in states because there are high levels of smokers? Are there high preventable hospitalizations because there's high levels of smokers? We can't tease that out. So we know that they're interrelated. But it's also this type of analysis points out that it's important to understand the influences on a state's ability to lower smoking and obesity rates on seniors. There are states who are doing it better, so what is it that they're doing? And also to explore how states can improve the availability of home care so seniors are able to age in place. And that is it. Thank you.